Nearly 10 years ago, the story of 9/11 quickly became the story of people like Canadian citizen and Muslim Maher Arar.
They told me, you are not a suspect. We're just going to ask you some questions and we'll let you catch the next plane, but this did not happen.
Maher Arar's story of mistaken identity led him into a brutal reality of torture and confinement for years. Racial profiling is such a common narrative in American life that it is as much comedy as tragedy. Harold and Kumar, or House Party, on-screen examples of mistaken identity, American style.
Is there a problem, officer?
What kind of name is that anyhow, huh?
Kumar. What is that, like five O's or two U's?
Freeze!
I know why you stopped me. Because I'm a poor black man in a black neighborhood.
Oh, no. You look suspicious.
Yeah, you look suspicious, and you definitely look black.
Our next guest grew up knowing the comedy of films like these, as well as the reality of newsmaker victims like Maher Arar.
The message was clear from the first day that if they do not like my answers, they will be using torture. At the end of each day, they would tell me tomorrow will be worse. So next day, they actually started the beating with a cable.
Into this melange of America, and especially post-9/11 America, 18-year-old Harris Durrani came of age. He's one of this year's winners of the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards Gold Medal, honoring the best teenage writers and artists in the nation. One of eight students out of 185,000 to win a gold medal. His writer's voice joins this narrative of identity in America, and a powerful young voice it is. Harris Durrani, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming into the studio. Eight out of 185,000 entrants.
Yeah.
How do you like them odds?
It's amazing. Scholastic has been so good to me for everything.
And, you know, I mean, there are so many kids that love to write. There are so many kids with stories to tell. I was actually a judge this year. I didn't judge your stuff, but it's just amazing the diversity of voices that are out there. How would you say you came to find your voice as a writer? And you still got a ways to go. I mean, how old are you now?
18.
18. So how did you find the 18-year-old voice of Harris Durrani?
Well, I think it started first with Isaac Asimov. I was obsessed with science fiction. And that sort of, I'm really into robotics, so that inspired me in writing science fiction, which led to writing about minority issues as someone who comes from both a Dominican and Pakistani background.
So that's fascinating. So Isaac Asimov turns on the imaginative part of your brain.
Right.
But your immigrant background turns on the sort of observer part
of
your brain.
Right, right. I love to write about issues of diversity, social justice. I think that as a writer, it's not just about what I'm writing. It's not just about my words, but about what themes I'm trying to portray.
So your mother's Dominican.
Right.
Father's Pakistani.
Yep.
I'd like to be at your Thanksgiving table, huh?
It's great. We have turkey. Usually, actually, my Pakistani family is better at making the turkey than my Dominican family. So,
does your – that's so good. And you're going to hear about that. You're going to hear about that later today. You know, what's more difficult as a writer, to be a confident speaker for a community, Pakistani or Dominican, or is it a matter of working out who am I exactly?
I think it's a combination of both. When I write, I'm trying to figure out, I'm asking that question, who am I? But at the same time, I'm trying to represent my community, whether it's the Dominican side or the Pakistani side or both.
And a lot of your stories, a lot of your writing is about how people get it wrong, get you wrong. They
right.
think you're one thing, but you're something else.
Right. There's a lot of ironies that have to do with the way I work in society or the way, for example, racial profiling, the way that works in society, the way we might prejudice towards.
Well, I'm gonna quote your story here in a minute, but how does that work in your real life? And what is a detail that you go as a writer, all right, I'm going to use that, versus something that's just – an annoying piece of being an American who happens to be someone with your background.
Right, right. Well, I look for things that are sort of unique ironies, maybe even funny, that make a pointed statement about the way our society has reacted, for example, post 9/11, especially through media.
You were how old?
18.
No, you were how old when 9/11 happened?
Oh, when 9/11 happened, I was in fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Yeah.
That must have rocked your world.
Yeah, when I went home, my mother was crying. My parents were crying. My dad saw the towers fall. It was a crazy day.
And then suddenly your identity as a Pakistani was transformed.
Right, right. As Muslims in a post-9/11 world, I think it's impossible for any person to completely represent their entire racial group. But in a post-9/11 world, it's very important that Muslims have a duty to represent themselves properly.
How responsible did you feel personally to do that, to get that right?
I think at first, I didn't, as I was small, I didn't completely understand. But as I've been getting older, I've been coming more to terms with that. And for me, that's one of the key. I love to write, but it's more than just that. I think it's also about making these points about our society.
Well, let me quote from your essay, Profiled. It's kind of a memoir. Names have been changed,
right.
But it is a true story, right? It is something you know very directly.
Right.
It's all about a policeman who encounters a woman who he believes is of a particular origin and accuses her of some things. And in the courtroom, it's discovered that, first of all, he has no idea who this person actually is. And right. Here's the end. I'll just quote this. The district attorney says to the judge, Sophia Kuriyama is a college graduate and an upstanding citizen. She is married to a Japanese man. She is a mother of two. She is 34, Hispanic. She's Latina, he yells into the courtroom, which settles like a fluttering gray pigeon into the distant silence. In his mind, all the noises of the George Washington Bridge that day, the car horns, groaning vehicles, and cluttered voices fill the quiet. He swears under his breath. Cop was wrong.
Right. Yeah, the cop was wrong. I think that's a big thing in racial profiling, where you have these issues. We're looking for Middle Eastern people. We're looking for Pakistanis. And a lot of times, who is Muslim? Who is Pakistani? How can we actually know that?
Now, as you write that, are you rooting for the good guys? Are you exacting some sort of abstract writerly revenge on cops who've gotten it wrong in the past? Or do you have any sympathy for that cop?
I think I do have sympathy for that cop because, you know, a lot of people were very much affected by 9/11. But at the same time, you know, we're all on the same side. We're all on the good guys' side. And I think it's just important that, you know, if we want to we want to protect ourselves, but we also want to protect our human rights.
We're all on the good guys' side.
Yeah.
How'd you come to discover that?
For me, I've grown up in America all my life. So these ideals of diversity, of human rights are essential for me. And, you know, we want to get the terrorists just as much as anyone else. I think it's just important we do it the right way.
So when do you start on your science fiction novel?
Anytime soon, this summer.
This summer? You got a plot? You got an idea?
Sure, I might have some. I'm boiling around a few stories.
A woman robot is the central character?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah, that's a no. That's a no. That's an absolute no. And don't let me write your book for you. Harris Durrani, thanks so much and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. I owe a lot to Scholastic.
A gold award winner, Harris Durrani, high school student and gold medal winner at the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. Where are you a high schooler?
Staples High School in Connecticut, Westport. Right.
Thanks so much, Harris.
Thank you so much.
And Harris joins the likes of previous Scholastic winners Joyce Carol Oates, Truman Capote, an elite group of American writers. And the latest, Harris accepted the award last night at Carnegie Hall.
That's great. And if you're a literature fan, there's lots more for you later this week. We will launch our summer book club series. We'll be bringing you lots of suggestions for you to read over the summer. And we want to know what your summer reading list is. Here's a great suggestion from a friend of the show, Jason Bogue, publishing editor at MediaBistro.com. He suggests In the Garden of Beasts. He says it's a spooky look at an American family watching Germany embrace the Nazi regime. He'll join us later this week, but share your pick by heading over to thetakeaway.org and clicking on blog. You can also tweet your list to us. Just use the hashtag TakeawayReads. Join the Summer Book Club series for us. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.